for 13 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Sunshine, open up your sleepy eyes for me.
Now's the time.
Have your heart in.
That song sure gets me up. I love it. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in. Hour two of Rosie on the House. Now, I know this week could have brought you some news from around the world that created an anxious heart inside your home. Well, we're here to blow that out. We're here to give you the peace of mind and the security to know we're here to take care of you, your house, your home, and your castle. Now, I know the news, but what I missed yesterday was the announcement from the CDC and the White House. Did they really announce we can do away with masks?
Well, it's a little more complicated than
that. Is it?
They've devised a new way to assess, a lot more common sense kind of
okay.
thing. So depending on how your area is doing would depend on what is required. But if you're in a low-risk area, then no mask.
Well, I got a couple texts
to my phone
yesterday, and they said, Rosie, you said you would host a party when they said we could throw our mask away. So does this declaration mean we can have our mask-burning party now?
Well, I would sure think so. Just got to keep some in a side pocket just in case.
Okay. Well, let's throw it out to the listeners.
Okay.
If you think yesterday's Eat It gives us permission to have a mask-burning party, text us.
411-923, yes or no. Yes, we should have a party, or no, we shouldn't.
I'm not looking for political statements about your position on masks. I just want your opinion. Is the edict that came out from the CDC and the White House yesterday permission for me to host the mask-burning party I said we would host a year ago when I was hoping we were going to get it much sooner than this?
I think Rosie just wants to burn something. That's all.
He just wants to have a party.
Weeds, he burns grounds.
You're right.
He just wants to burn something.
And have a party. And have Cajun food.
When we announced this a year ago, we did have a particular restaurant owner say that party can be hosted right here at my place. We'll bring a 55-gallon drum, and we'll start a little bitty fire down the bottom, and everybody that shows up can throw their mask in that 55-gallon drum. If, in fact, you listeners feel like, and we'll go on a pure Democratic percentage vote, do you think the edict yesterday says Rosie can now host the mask-burning party?
It's already some of each here.
411-923?
411-923.
Just text yes or no. All right, we're here Saturday morning to be your best friend, to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that through various tools, tactics, and strategies. We do it through a newsletter that goes out every single week digitally, and it kind of gives you an alert as to what we're going to be covering in the broadcast that coming Saturday. So it may be something of particular interest to you or someone you know. We're covering the topic of paint the entire month of February, and we're approaching it from several different directions. This hour, we want to talk about the proper method for cleaning paint, and we're talking about a paint job that's done correctly. I think you found a couple surprises in the article.
Yeah, I didn't realize when we visited with our painters at Arizona Paint and Sherwin-Williams manufacturer, I thought that as soon as paint was dry to the touch. It was ready to go. But it's really not. It's a, what did they say? A couple weeks before you should try to do. If you have a desire to clean it up, if something happens, don't do it until the paint has cured for at least 2 weeks.
Yep. It takes some time, just like concrete or any other product, once it's on the wall, to achieve its full strength and power. You need to let it cure up there for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go painting a room and then have somebody smudge it and you attack it with a Mr. Clean eraser and ammonia the next day.
Yeah. I guess the other thing I learned was, you know, start gentle. Start with as gentle as you can. So just like a microfiber towel and even just water. Try that first and then increase your help agent a little bit at a time, but never anything abrasive. And also stay away with anything that might have lint, like a new towel.
And you mentioned diapers. Do they still make cloth diapers?
Well, diapers would be a good...
Can you still get them?
I think you can. I think they're really expensive now.
Are they?
We used to have dozens of them.
Golly.
But just, you know, microfiber is good that way because it doesn't have lint. But if you had an old diaper, that would be good too.
Now, a lot of people have become very virus conscious the last 2 years. And so they start combining disinfectants and cleaners and stuff like that. Let me just go on notice here. If you're that aggressive a cleaner, never, ever mix ammonia and bleach, okay? You could do a lot more damage to you and the inhabitants of your home than you're going to do to any virus that you're trying to clean off the wall. You know, one of the things that did come out in this last couple years is they actually make air scrubbers that you put inside your air conditioning ductwork that actually sends out a disinfectant that covers everything in your house, the countertops, the cabinets, the floors, the upholstery, the curtains, the furniture, the bed linens, and it actually creates a barrier of keeping the viruses out of your home. Pretty darn effective way to do it, and it's a very healthy way to do it without throwing a bunch of chemicals into the formula. So cleaning paint, it's just one of the things that we are trying to bring to you on the topic of paint this whole month. We've talked about preparing paint. We're going to be talking a little bit later about proper tools for paint. We've talked about tactics and techniques. If you've got a painting project you're going to be tackling, it would pay you huge dividends to log on to rosieonthehouse.com and take a listen to the shows we've run this month and get all the professional tips, tactics for a good professional paint job.
The articles as well. We take a lot of time putting those articles together. They have good, lots of good tips and how-tos and step-by-step and just general knowledge too.
Now, in our newsletter this week, we pushed out a little video of Jennifer and I.
Good job, babe.
At the Orlando, my first ever video. Sorry about that. It does cover a few things that we saw at KBIS, Kitchen and Bath International Building Show. In Orlando, we were there for a week. Covered a lot of ground, 6 to 8 miles a day walking. We piled up a few steps. It's 1 million square feet of all the new products, appliances, cabinets, countertops. I had to take my designer from Rosie Wright Remodeling to lunch yesterday just so she could educate me on all the different countertop products you have to pick from in today's environment.
It's hard to be a consumer.
It is hard. There are so many choices. And there are so many different types of products when it comes to countertops.
And everything is so expensive.
And things tend to be expensive. We're not winning any popularity contests right now with our estimates we're giving out. I'll tell you that for sure. And then the limited amount of time that we can protect that price because of the onslaught of constant price increases we're seeing from virtually every single supplier all across the board. From the time we start digging with the backhoe and the fuel he's got to put in his truck to the time the maid cleanup shows up and is cleaning the job before we turn it back over to the homeowner. Virtually everybody in between is seeing some amount of price increases. So, like I say, at Rosie Wright Remodeling, we're not winning any popularity contests right now based on our estimates, for sure. What were some of the things? You took an awful lot of notes at KBiz. What were some of the things that really jumped out at you? You even attended a class talking about design trends.
Yeah, I sat through several.
Why don't you tell all of Arizona homeowners what the design trends are?
Well, the good news is that with the lockdown and stuff, the kind of new norm for design is whatever you like.
Well, I like that trend.
You're going to spend a lot of time in your home.
I love it.
Doing all the things you love to do. You might as well do it like you like it. But that being said, you know, the designer's job is to inspire. And they do a great job of that. So they had some new combinations of colors to offer. They had new products to offer, new ways to kind of look at things. Some of the stuff will surprise you. But one thing that makes me really happy is with the paint.
Yeah.
Gray is no longer number one. I'm a little tired of gray. It's been
it's
number
so
one
boring.
For I know, right? But if you love gray, that's all right, you know. But so it's up to you, right? So whatever you like. But okay. Things they're offering now are there's a lot
what
of
is what's in? If gray's
green,
out, what's in?
Green. The lighter shades of green, but any kind of green, a jewel tone green even.
Gray is gone. Green is good.
Green is kind of the new neutral.
Okay.
And it's because it's calming. It's a calming color and kind of a grounding color, a natural
I
earthy
love
color.
Green.
Yeah. So the earth tones also.
Okay. So that's just one of the trends. Gray is fading out.
And
green is the new color.
And the all white is kind of out on the out too, is in big bold pops of color are in, so like your appliances or one wall. So we can talk some more about those things.
We've got a lot to talk about as it relates to Kitchen and Bath Show as well. Take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. We've got lots of questions that came in through the course of the week that we'll get to over the next hour and a half. But really, we'd love for y'all to call the show because we're kind of busy all week long. We try our best to keep up. But that's what we're here for on Saturday mornings, is take your calls, get your questions, and see if we can't get you some answers. We'll be back, and I'll do a little follow-up from a couple calls we had last week.